One thing I didn't really talk to you about was how novelty affects the brain and novelty, and what happens when we experience something new. Let me just say this. The brain loves novelty. The only time the brain doesn't love novelty is when the brain is traumatized. Traumatized brain doesn't like novelty. But other than that, the regular brain loves novelty. And in courtship, we, of course, love the novelty, a new person. Like I said before, the person can't be so strange that we don't recognize them, that they're not familiar enough, otherwise we don't like them. So in that sense, we like simple. But the brain otherwise likes complexity, likes novelty, new things. We like new clothes, we like new furniture, we like to go on vacations, see new things. And there's a thing that happens whenever we come across something new. When we come across something new, our brain, our entire brain, tends to light up. That's one of the things that feels really good about that. We feel more alive. Because now it's not just the lower, fast brain that is operating, but the slower, smarter brain that has to slow everything down to take in all the new material. Everything slows down. It's not automatic anymore. It's new. It's fresh. I have to see this, think about it, feel it. This is entirely different. That's what a new person is like. That's what a new relationship is like. But going back to the Eiffel Tower idea, you go to the Eiffel Tower, it's first time, it's fabulous, you feel terrific, it's beautiful, very romantic. You go there a second time, and it's still beautiful, it's still romantic, but it's not quite as exciting. And then you go there a third time, and it's getting less exciting, and so on. There's a reason this happens, and that is because the brain needs to make room for more novelty, more new things. So every time you experience something new, your brain is working hard to put that experience into that fast, automatic brain of yours. That procedural aspect of your memory frees up the higher brain for new stuff to happen. And the reason I'm talking about this is because people get disappointed when they find their partner less exciting after a while, although I'd say that happens fairly soon. Because again, a new person, even though they're highly complex, they're not like the Eiffel Tower where it just stands there and does the same thing every time. A person does different things, so it takes a little longer to acclimate and to get bored of a person. But eventually you are going to. And so you need to understand that, that the novelty aspect is not going to come easy anymore as it did automatically when you met this person and they were strange, strange enough to be excited. That means as you go forward, you're going to have to look for novelty in other places. And one of the places to look for novelty is in the eyes. And so in the secure brain, secure relationship brain, as couples have been together for a while, and they've acclimated to each other. They're not threatening. They're not scared the person's going to leave. They feel that the relationship is as permanent as can be possible. And there is still a certain amount of excitement that is generated by partners intending to pay attention to each other, to look at each other. And I want to suggest to you that when you look into your partner's eyes, aside from it being exciting initially, that's when you start to get into the novelty again, because when you look into each other's eyes in close proximity, you're actually looking into one another's autonomic nervous system live. And that is something that is moving, that is something that is changing, that is something that is exciting and slightly strange, slightly unpredictable. You look into that person's eyes that you've known for a long time, and you realize there's some things you really don't know. There's some things you really don't understand. And that is one of the ways that we stay novel with each other, that we stay alive with each other, that we keep that excitement going. And as we get older and our bodies begin to become less exciting because we're older, and again, nature points us to young bodies for procreation, So what do? When we get older, we look to the eyes. And this gets into this notion here that lust generally is at a distance and love is generally up close. We fall in love up close. We fall in love in the eyes. We don't really fall in love from afar. Maybe by fantasy we do, but not really in love.